Good day, listeners. While I know that we normally don't do this, we are playing a special episode of Township's Daily News Bits as a result of the flooding that has been taking place across the region. Valérie Therrien, who is the communications director for the municipality of the Township of Potten, speaks to CIDI about what is currently taking place in the municipality, which is under a state of emergency until tomorrow, with no certainty as to whether or not it will be extended.
Obvious on the night of July 10th to the 11th, so that was Monday, that the river was going to overflow in our region. So this is the Missisquoi North River, and one of the most impacted areas is high water, because the river goes down towards that area. And so there's a small bridge. If you know the area, it goes towards the U.S. border. And so the bridge was overflowed, so some people couldn't really come back to the Mansonville village. And so now as we speak, I think it's been reopened now. So there's work being done by the NTQ. And there's a small portion of the 243 road that needs a lot of repair. So that's going to be closed for, I'm guessing, at least 10 days. As I've been told, but it's been better since yesterday. So my colleagues have told me that the water went down 6 to 8 inches.
How is the situation affecting citizens? I wanted to know. You know, I've been reading information about Sherbrooke, and there were evacuations there. I was wondering if you could speak a little bit about how the situation has been affecting Potten citizens, and were there any evacuations required during this time?
There were one or two emergencies, as far as I know, but nothing, you know, some flooding in some people's basement, obviously, and firefighters' team is working very hard. And, you know, the main problem, I think, was that a lot of the roads were just in bad shape after so much rain. So the public works team had to work all day yesterday and are still on the roads doing their best to reopen. I think people just need to be very careful. But I think in terms of citizens, I think most people were very calm, and I hope that there isn't too much damage in the area. I haven't been all over the place, but it's been okay. It's better today, and I think more people can move around. And thankfully, in the Mansonville area, I know outside area is also fine. It's also okay.
Okay. And like you mentioned, there are still some road closures in effect, and there are a number of roads that are in poor condition. And I was wondering if you could maybe highlight these closures for people. There might be some people living in the Potten area that might not know about, you know, these roads that are flooded or anything of the sort. So I was wondering if you could highlight what roads are people still need to be careful on, and what road closures people can expect within the next couple of days.
Road 243, so it's a road that's taken care of by the MTQ, the Ministère de Transport. So it's closed now, just as you get to the town hall. And so going down into the high water area, that's closed because there's been damage on it. And as I said, it's going to be closed for quite a few days because there's heavy damage there. So that's the main one. And I know that Chemin du Monastery Road, that one is still not accessible at the moment. So that's, again, towards close to the United States. That doesn't affect a lot of citizens, but it's a touristic area. Mm-hmm. So I think that, you know, as of now, we're not telling people to go into that area, obviously. And there's also Chemin de la Mine, which is very close to the old railroad, and that in the high water area, and that's very, very close to the river, so obviously that was affected. And so those citizens, I think, can now come back to Mansonville through a detour. So that's good. I think yesterday we just told people to stay home if they could, because that was the most secure place they could stay.
Yes. You were mentioning how obviously the Public Works Department is working on the roads, but from my end, like, how is the municipality addressing the situation? I know that you were mentioning to me this morning that there are a lot of hands on deck to try to repair the damage.
Yeah. Everyone is working hard, and on my end, in terms of communication, I'm just trying to gather more information as it comes, and I'm doing updates, you know, like at least 3-4 times a day, as much as I can. Yeah, Public Works is working really hard on the roads. Everyone who could work got their hands into it yesterday, and so we can say today that it's much better. We are still, you know, in a state of emergency for today. I can't speak for the decision that's going to be taken tomorrow. Tomorrow will be July 13th, but I think it's going well, so I think we should not go another 48 hours into a state of emergency.
Okay. Now, is the municipality expecting any long-term impacts or long-term damages that will have to be taken care of over a longer period of time, I guess I should say?
I don't want to speak for anyone, but I don't think so. I think it's an area where there has been flooding before, so it's not entirely uncommon. I think it's, you know, as I said, the high water area was heavily impacted yesterday. Now it's getting a bit better, but I think we'll see about the bridge in high water, and I think we'll see. I think that's more the mayor and the council. I think that will be if, you know, in the future we need to address the situation. I'm sure that there'll be other meetings in the next few days. Well, they'll be talking about further actions.
And are there any other details that citizens should be aware of? Maybe who they can turn to if they need help or if they are experiencing an emergency? I wasn't sure if there was anything you wanted to mention there.
If it's really an emergency, it's always to call 911, really. They will dispatch it through us. If our firefighters are always ready, they're very close. That's one thing. And I think the emergencies have been taken care of, so next few days are going to be important. I think the people who need to be taken care of will be taken care of, and so we talked a lot about citizens, but there were tourists who were at a campaign called Abra d'Isil who had to be evacuated on Monday night, and so we opened the doors to our new service building for them so that they can sleep for the night.
Oh, wow.
So they got taken care of because the camping is pretty close to the river. So there were a few people who needed another space to stay for the night.
Well, those are all the questions that I had, Valerie. I really just wanted to get an update on the situation. And I just wanted to know, you were mentioning how you were, as the head of communications, you were doing daily updates. Can people find these updates on your website so that they're able to stay informed as to where they should and should not travel over the next few days?
Yes, absolutely. So on patent.ca, an article in the features, or you can just, it's in the latest news. I update it, as I said, 3-4 times a day. As soon as I have some more information, I add it there. And our Facebook page is facebook.com/patentambref. There's also the same types of updates as soon as I have them. So I think we're doing our best to keep the citizens well informed.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much again, Valerie. I wasn't sure if there was anything else you wanted to mention about the situation that would be important to highlight.
No, I think that's it.
Well, thank you so much again for the information, Valerie, for taking the time to do that. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Other regions across the townships, including Sherbrooke, have also been affected, with hundreds of evacuations and damage. According to a press release sent out by the municipality of Sherbrooke, a total of 458 people were evacuated as a precaution. 583 addresses were visited for prevented evacuation notices, and 94 calls were received via the Citizens Disaster Hotline. The Saint-François River, reached a maximum flood level of 21.5 feet on July 11th. As of today, the level has dropped significantly, and the municipality has lifted the pre-alert phase and closed its emergency measures center. According to the press release, Sherbrooke's teams are now focusing on cleaning up and recovering from the flood that occurred on July 11th. It was written that most of the people affected by preventative evacuations were able to return to their homes during the evening, and most of the roads that have been closed are once again accessible. The damage was described as fairly minor compared to the size of the flood, and a cleanup operation by the municipality's team should be completed in the next few days. Municipality is going to be continuing monitoring the riverine levels as further rainfall is expected to occur over the next few days. Other parts of the townships, including Cookshire Eaton, also face citizen evacuations, road closures, and leaving many roads in unsafe condition. Townships Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.